With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says his administration making a lot of improvements, and that includes addressing inflation, thanks to Joe Biden.
Here at home, we're bringing our economy back from the brink of ruin. The last administration and their allies in Congress looted our treasury for trillions of dollars, driving up prices and everything at levels never seen before. I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate has given final passage to an annual military policy bill. It will authorize $901 billion in defense programs. Military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network the U.S. is about to boost its military and needs to counter increased international threats.
We're fighting on three fronts: China, Russia, and ongoing Middle East threats. The priorities in the president's new national security strategy, nuclear modernization, a must, given what China is doing. Advanced munitions, shipbuilding, AI-enabled defense capabilities, missile defense, and, of course, the hardening of the Pacific posture to counter the Chinese aggression.
Meanwhile, the annual National Defense Authorization Act also raises troop pay by 3.8%. United States government has admitted the FAA and the Army did play a role in causing that collision last January between an airliner and a Black Hawk helicopter near the nation's capital. The official response to the first lawsuit filed by one of the victims' families: that incident killed 67 people. And this is SRN News. Well, why do people quit their religion?
The Pew Research Center reports that 35% of Americans eventually leave the faith they were raised in, and the number one reason is that they no longer believe what that faith teaches. Almost half say that. Other reasons for quitting a religion include clergy scandals and bad experiences at church. Pew study also reveals that over half of people who leave the religion they were brought up in do not adopt any other faith. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the days since Texas' new bathroom bill went into effect, some left-wing groups have sought to challenge it. Law bars men from using women's restrooms and other facilities in public buildings. Earlier this month, protesters tested that law at the state capitol. The males were initially allowed to enter female restrooms after giving speeches, though they were then barred from entering the bathrooms. This is SRN News. You can blame it all on artificial intelligence numbers taking a big bite out of the stock market Wednesday, leaving investors wondering what hit them.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Market Report. More drops for AI stocks dragged Wall Street to its worst day in almost a month. The S&P 500 fell 1.2% Wednesday. That was its fourth drop in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 228 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 1.8%. Slightly more stocks rose than fell in the S&P, but they got drowned out by drops for companies in the artificial intelligence industry. NVIDIA sank 3.8%. Oil producers jumped along with the price of crude following President Donald Trump's latest escalation against Venezuela. ConocoPhillips rose 4.6%. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And more details at srnnews.com.